And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A minority co-owner of the Seattle Storm has been fined and banned from her team's next five home games after confronting two teenage girls sitting courtside. They came to a recent game against the Indiana Fever wearing shirts from a brand that campaigns to keep women's sports female, holding a sign thanking Fever guard Sophie Cunningham for speaking up for girls. By the girl's account, the co-owner walked over, called them a word this program's not going to repeat, and said she hoped Jesus could forgive them for their sin. The team's majority owner apologized publicly, and Cunningham told the girls online that everyone is welcome at her table. And what Cunningham said to start all of this is that she wants to protect young girls in a locker room, and girls in sports shouldn't have to line up against biological men. That's not a fringe position. Gallup finds that 69% of American adults agree, including 72% of independents. However, the politicians haven't caught up. In Iowa, a Democrat on her third run at a congressional seat is watching a 2021 video resurface in which she called a bill protecting girls' sports damaging and warned that it would make Iowa look like a backwater. Iowa passed the bill the following year anyway, and out in Washington State, more than 400,000 residents signed petitions to put girls' sports on the November ballots. A new poll from The Economist and YouGov has 54% of Americans saying that same-sex marriage should be legal and 34% saying it should not. Gallup's number has slid from 71% 3 years ago to 65. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins points out Americans were promised this was simply about letting committed couples formalize a relationship and nothing else would change. Instead, we've got a surrogacy industry building children who will never have a mother or a father, and companies leaning on employees to affirm a list of identities that grows every year. That's a lot of change for a promise that nothing would change. Which brings us to a father in Michigan who said so out loud and got punished for it. Of course he did. He walked into his son's middle school, saw the walls covered in pride flags, and complained. A school board member suggested that he send his kid in tinted sunglasses. So he went back after hours with staff permission, filmed the hallway, and posted the video to a parents group on Facebook. The district banned him from every inch of school property under threat of criminal prosecution. So he was not allowed to go to sports games or concerts or any extracurricular activity, only curbside drop-off, and they hung his photograph in front of the office like a wanted poster. A federal judge has now thrown all of that out. The video never mentioned violence, and the father spoke calmly. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your game.